It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, yo.
What's up, kid?
As always, the After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson!
Yes.
1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. Yeah, you might have missed out on riding season this year, but don't worry. You can get your motorcycle ready to go for next spring. Take it over to Gilson. They're going to get you taken care of. All right, let's get to it. It's time for fact and opinion. One cool fact, one dumbass opinion from us, whether you like it or not. So there you go. Your fact for today. Damn it, I have two really good ones. I'm going to go with this one. When Pixar... And I've heard this one before, but it still baffles me. When Pixar was editing Toy Story 2, someone managed to accidentally delete a huge chunk of the movie. I mean, like,
wiped it out.
Luckily, miraculously, they found a backup, though, because an employee on maternity leave had saved it so she could work on it at home. So this,
lady
happened to save, and I don't think they had all of it, but damn near, like, I think it was like 95% of what was deleted.
Wow.
Dude.
You know what? You know how much money that is, too? Like, you gotta pay these actors. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like the voice acting with it, too. Like, hey, sorry, we fucking deleted that whole script you read, you know?
Yeah.
That whole entire month?
Yep.
Yeah, Sharon over here fucking deleted it.
Yeah, you have all of the computer-generated everything. And, dude, they deleted, like, a massive chunk of that movie.
Whoa. Could you imagine that conversation? Or just that moment when that person, like, you're clicking around. You know, we deal with shit, you know, with the radio station, with editing stuff, you know, for, you know, commercials and whatnot.
Yep.
And sometimes, like in our instances, the computer will freeze up.
Yep. Yep.
And the program we use luckily has a backup. Like they know. So, like, it saves it throughout when you do your work.
You may have missed.
There's a fail-safe there.
Yeah. But you may have missed, like, the last, like, maybe 5 minutes you worked on. That's happened to me. But yeah, thank God it has that. I couldn't imagine. I wonder if that person who accidentally deleted it got fired. You know, because mistakes do happen, but, like, how do you delete? Like, I can understand, we deleted, like, 5 minutes of the movie. How do you delete, like, almost all of the movie?
It'd be interesting to hear the full story, the person. Like, what happened?
There's some late-night guy who's doing it. Instead, he's watching porn and gets a virus on there.
Maybe it was, a computer froze or something. You'd think they'd have it all...
Well, you think like a place like Pixar, like Disney Pixar would have like every failsafe, but thank God this one lady was like, well, maybe I'll download, I'm going to take it home just in case.
Know that lady's about to have a kid?
Yeah.
And, or just had a kid, I guess. You know, she could be like,
what's it worth to you? Yeah. Yeah. Hold Disney over a barrel. Be like, all right.
Yeah. You want it?
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
The whole thing. I got it all.
You know, that maternity leave? Yeah, it's going to turn into maternity retirement because you guys are gonna pay up, man.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy fact.
And just the sick, because I've had that too, where you think something gets deleted or you think you lose something, and just that gut-wrenching, bottomless pit in your stomach is just like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm screwed. I'm absolutely screwed. There's no coming back from this. I'm done.
Deleting something digitally. There's something different about it because you know it's fucking gone.
Gone, dude.
It's not like, you know, back in the day you had to throw a book in the fire. Yeah.
You could
sit there and you're like, pull it out, if you wanted to.
At least have a few pages left,
Right. Oh, God, no. But no, not when you click delete. That's crazy.
Dude, just nuts. Just nuts. So, yeah, thank God for that lady. And Toy Story 2, how long ago was that? That was a while ago. Toy Story.
That's a while ago. That was 1992.
That was 1999. So we were still 99. Far and away from, like, the amazing, technology we have today. And knowing that, too, it was probably even before that because those movies take a couple years to make,
Dude, I just thought of this. This is a funny random story. But in high school computer class, because just talking about deleting shit, dude. Oh, one of my buddies was like a genius with computers. Like the computer, he would fix the teacher's computer most of the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so he had this program that he knew about that you could control any computer in the classroom. Like it was all on a VPN or it was all on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, dude, we got a hold of this program, and like we'd be doing reports, right? People would be typing out like a whole report on a word. And he would go in there, dude, and take control of their mouse and slowly fucking go to the X, dude, and click X. Do you want to save? Slowly scroll over to no, no, and delete these people's reports. And you'd see their reaction live in the classroom. What? No. Oh, it was, dude, it was terrible.
You guys are the fucking worst.
Worst. Dude, it was the worst thing. Like, it was so bad. Like, I couldn't laugh. I just had to sit there and take it. I didn't want anybody to know I knew what was going on. But, dude, the reactions he would get out of these people, like, dude, you're going to hell, bro.
Yeah, yeah, that's awful. That's terrible.
Especially, like, on their third page, dude.
They're getting to that final sentence, you know, the outro of it. They're getting ready to do the table of contents, and it's just like, oh, my dude, God.
You can see them moving their mouse real fast, like, what's going on? No.
Yeah. You're the goddamn devil. That's what it is.
I didn't do it, dude. It wasn't me. It was him.
You're the
I just
worst.
Knew about it.
Yeah, you were just there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, there's a lot of people that stood by and watched Hitler did what he did, too. So, you know.
Maybe I watched him do it a few times.
You're guilty, too. You know, just because you weren't the guy pulling the trigger doesn't mean you didn't say, hey, maybe don't do that. You're the worst.
Dude, I would be so livid. Ugh.
Well, I mean, you know, here at the studio, like, you and I will record stuff, like, in voice track or whatever, and I'll hit save 15 fucking times just because I'm like, save playlist.
You just want to make sure.
Yep, just in case. Well, thank God for that lady that just got knocked up. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your fact and opinion, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. We'll be back next time with another fact and opinion. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.